here on the Louisiana Hayride. His name is...
Hank Williams.
The Drifting Cowboy.
On the Grand Ole Opry,
Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Hi, this is Emmylou Harris.
Hi, folks. This is Sam Bush.
Hello, this is Odetta.
This is Joan Baez, and you're listening to the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.
And now, gather the family around and sit back in your easy chair. It's time again for the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour, our worldwide celebration of grassroots music. Let's welcome folk singer Michael Jonathan.
It's another foggy morning. I struggle with a foggy moment, parts of dreams running around my head. So I reach across jumbled covers, searching for my lady lover. That's the way I wanna stay with you. Once upon a time I thought I knew I would be forever blue, looking for a magic moment, searching for my one and only you. Then I found my lady, last she was looking through a looking glass, and that's the way I wanna stay with you. Upon a time I thought I knew I would be forever blue, looking for a magic moment, searching for my one and only you. Then I found my lady, last she was looking through a looking glass, and that's the way I wanna stay with you. It's another foggy morning. I struggle with a foggy moment, parts of dreams running round my head. So I reach across jumbled covers, searching for my lady lover. That's the way I wanna stay with you.
Woodsongs is presented in part by our family of Woodsongs partners and by the Kentucky Department of Tourism, inviting people from all over the world to visit our lakes, mountains, parks, sports, music, and art festivals, and more. You can explore everything Kentucky has to offer your family vacation online at KentuckyTourism.com. And by the Martin Guitar Company, building handcrafted guitars for professionals and front porch pickers since 1833. Online at martinguitars.com.
And welcome, everybody, to the beautiful and historic Lyric Theater in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. We're broadcasting all over the world, over 500 radio stations, from Australia to Ireland, New Zealand to New York, Yuma, Arizona to the Yukon and across Canada. We're celebrating the amazing, wonderful, beautiful world of front porch music. Artists come from everywhere to be on this broadcast. You don't have to be famous to be on Woodsongs. You just have to be very, very good. And let me underscore the very good part, because you put your seatbelts on. This is going to be an amazing broadcast. We've got some of the best musicians in all of roots music on our show. We've got a wonderful, fairly new band. We've got an amazing group of Woodsongs kids. But first up is one of the icons of roots music. He's recorded with everyone from Garth Brooks to Jerry Douglas. He's a master of bluegrass, American folk, and everything else. His songs have been covered by Kathy Mattea, Garth Brooks, the Dixie Chicks, and so many more. He's a Grammy-winning IBMA award winner, and we're so proud that he's here with his whole band, his brand new CD is called Cup of Sugar. This is a song off that brand new album. It's called Bear. Please welcome the Tim O'Brien Band to the Wood Songs Old Time Radio.
I'm a bear, he cried, but I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear. Bear, look behind a man side to side. Tall tree you can climb if you need to do hide. Been asleep all winter, cause he knew he stank. But he can smell that smoke coming from across the Far Creek bank. I'm a bear, he cried. I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear. Every woodchip just stumps where the trees had been. Piles of rocks and logs, so they're building again. You say this world's gone crazy, trying to close me in. I need more room to move. Something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear. Now you won't see me at the village fair. Those dancing around in the square. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log, than to have you try to train me like some jumping circus dog. I'm a bear, he cried. But I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a out on the eastern plain. Turn west to the mountain in the driving rain. He said someday I'll fight him with my back turned to the wall. Until that day I'll keep on walking, gonna keep on walking tall. I'm a bear, he cried. But I'm more than that. There's something you need to remember. I'm an integral community member. I'm neither tame nor feral. You ignore me at your peril. I'm a bear.
From his album, Cup of Sugar, the song Bear, Tim O'Brien Band. Tim, it's nice to see you again. Thanks for...
It's great to be back here, Michael. We love coming up here to play for y'all.
Let's brag on you for a little bit. You, West Virginia boy, and as a young kid, 10, 11, 12 years old, you're listening to Bob Dylan, Doc Watson, and that kind of grabbed you, didn't it?
Yeah, it wouldn't let me go.
And West Virginia is a really wonderful music community. There's a lot of music tradition out there. And Wheeling, there's a really great radio broadcast that's kind of legacy, right? And you were hooked on that for a while.
Yeah, my dad would drop me off there, you know, take me downtown to the Capitol Theater, see the WWVA Jamboree on Saturday nights when I was 13 or 14.
And that was once a staple in American media for quite a while. There was a lot of these regional jamborees, barn dance on Saturday night radio.
Yeah, the Wheeling Jamboree was a big one. And they broadcast primarily to the Northeast and into the Maritimes of Canada. So we had people come to our hometown every weekend from New York State, Maine, and Quebec, Nova Scotia, by the busloads. They'd be walking down the streets of Wheeling during the afternoon, and then they'd see the show at night.
It was a wonderful time in rural America. I'm going to brag on you a little bit. You won a Grammy Award for Best Bluegrass Album when you were with the Earls of Leicester, with Jerry Douglas. Yeah. You were inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame. You got another Grammy for your own Fiddler's Green album, Best Traditional Folk Album. And you are Male Vocalist of the Year two times with the IBMA. So, I mean, you're one of them guys. And then you were one of the founding members of Hot Rise, and you were the IBMA's very first Entertainer of the Year on top of all this that you're doing.
It was pretty heady times, you know? It's really nice to be honored by your peers like that. And, you know, it's a great community, really. I'm really happy to be part of it. Really.
Well, Bill Monroe said it best. He said, bluegrass music, more friends have been made with bluegrass music than any other kind of music in the world. So, and you have speaking of friends, you've got an amazing band on fiddle, Shad Cobb, Mike Bubb in the back. We're going to talk about Mike here shortly, but what an amazing bass player he is. Corey Walker rocking it out on the banjo. And next to you, Jan Fabricius, she's playing mandolin, and you are the pride of Kansas. And your parents were farmers, right? Wheat farmer, and then your dad became a postal worker. And how did you end up meeting Tim?
I met him at a bluegrass festival in Kansas.
Yeah,
and I'd been listening to him for years, but.
And so you married the guy. You got together
eventually.
Eventually, right. But you're playing mandolin here. Your first love was clarinet, I understand.
Yeah.
So was this an easy transition for you to go from clarinet to mandolin and playing with one of the legends of bluegrass and roots music?
Yeah, I guess you could say
yeah.
that.
Well, let's get back into this wonderful new album. It's brand new. It's called Cup of Sugar. This is the title cut of that album. It is the Tim O'Brien Band on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
One, two, one, two, three, and... plays his music for our whole neighborhood. I wouldn't really mind the volume if his taste was any good. He said he saw me on the TV, said he kinda liked my song. I'll be honest, it surprised me. Maybe he's not always wrong. I try to pick my battles, I don't want to fight a war. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door. I see him out a lot more often now the weather's nice again. If people ever saw us talking, they might even think we're friends. In 20 years he'd been my neighbor, still don't know what makes him tick. One rule I know to follow, don't bring up politics. I try to pick my battle, I don't want to start a war. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door. Watched our kids grow up together, call them in when it got dark outside. I loaned him my tools, we swam in his pool, brought casseroles when somebody died. On vacation on some western tourist trail, I'll cut his grass when it gets tall. I told him I'd take in his mail. And in this world there's lots of trouble, it doesn't matter where you are. Jesus said to love your neighbor, but you don't have to go that far. I try to pick my battles, I don't want to start a war. If I need a cup of sugar, I'll knock on my neighbor's door. I'm gonna walk around the fence between us, I won't go running to the store. If I need a cup of sugar,
I'll knock on my neighbor's door.
It's a really good album. It's brand new, called Cup of Sugar. That's the title cut, Tim O'Brien Band. If you want to know more about Tim O'Brien, if you want to be able to make this album part of your own home music collection, all you have to do is go to the WoodSongs website, click on the archive page. This is show number 1082. You get to, you can even watch what you just heard on the radio by going to that website. You can also revisit our next group. They are indeed a group of what I would call super pickers. They've got an amazing story, each one of them in the band. They've got a new album of their own coming up. This is a song called Made Up My Mind. Please welcome Woodbox Heroes to the Wood Songs Old Time Radio.
When that feeling is brand new, away from the noise out on your own, son, no bad weather out there guiding you. It takes patience and some hard work, winding down that river deep inside, before you realize that the truth hurts, might be the only truth. Surrounded by a world full of lies of every size. Oh, but I've made up my mind. Ain't nothing I can change except the way I live my life. I pull my head out of the rain, set my sight on that blue sky, breaking up ahead downstream. Bookshelves loaded down with big words, yep. Dr. Newton planes on every line, pushing pictures, lighting up black mirrors, producing an illusion of real time. The whole world spinning in a big web, spiders sucking blood out of the facts. All the proof is plain to see, yeah, that trail of breadcrumbs lead into darkness, where all of them can buy. It's the amalgamation that made up my mind. Oh, but I've made up my mind. Ain't nothing I can change except the way I live my life. So I pull my head out of the rain, set my sight on that blue sky, breaking up ahead downstream. Sign on that blue sky, breaking up ahead, downstream from where I made up my mind. I've made up my
That's a bunch of good musicians. Song is Made Up My Mind. It is the Woodbox Heroes. Who do we have here? We have in the back, playing upright bass, is the solid foundation member of Alison Krauss and Union Station, Barry Bales, back there. On banjo is a guy who's played with Mumford & Sons, Bela Fleck, and even Old Crow Medicine Show, Matt Menefee on the banjo. The mandolin guy, he's played with Mountain Heart, Ricky Skaggs, Daly & Vissen, Craig Morgan. He's gone from the Grand Ole Opry to the Carnegie Hall. That's Seth Taylor back there. And we're going to talk to the fiddle player and brag on her a little bit, but let's say hi to the founding member here, the foundation member of Woodbox Heroes, Josh Martin, the pride of Eastern Kentucky.
Floyd County, Kentucky.
Floyd County, near Prestonsburg, that's right. So now, you were finding a lot of success in, let me say this carefully, commercial country music,
yeah.
And you decided to completely change direction and go into more of a bluegrass direction. Now, that's a big decision for some guys.
It is a big decision, but it's what I grew up doing. It's what I cut my teeth on, going around to bluegrass festivals and playing that. And bluegrass is the type of thing, once it's in your blood, you can't get it out. And even in my commercial country music, when I was making that, I tried to interject as much of it as I could, you know. So, yeah, it speaks for itself, I think.
Do you find, was this something that, like, kept you up at nights trying to figure out, should I do this, how do I do this? I mean, there's a reason folk rhymes with broke. I mean, you're kind of, like, in that world now.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, I struggled a lot with that. I stayed up many nights, you know, and it wound up, you know, I found myself on my knees every night talking to God and asking Him, you know, what to do. And I think in a roundabout way, this is where He placed me. So, absolutely.
So the way you grew up, was there a lot of bluegrass music where you were, as you were growing up, was family into it, grandpa and stuff like that?
Yeah, my dad, he's actually in the audience tonight, and he played in a bluegrass group, bluegrass gospel group, and traveled around to a bunch of churches in the Eastern Kentucky area. And then I had a uncle, we called him T-Model, and he was kind of like old Doc Boggs style banjo man. And he told a story of the Asheville record exec coming up and trying to take him back to Asheville. So yeah, it's kind of in the genes down there.
Well, you certainly surround yourself with some really good musicians, as we said before, and standing next to you on fiddle is Janae Fleener. She's a three-time CMA Musician of the Year. Her touring credits include Steven Tyler, among others. So how did Woodbox Heroes come to be? How did this band come together?
Well, Josh asked us to do some gigs. I mean, really, where the band started forming was we did some gigs up in Michigan, and we just had a lot of fun. I've always had this dream in the back of my mind of this kind of group. I never knew if it would come into fruition in my life, and I can say this is it. It's pretty awesome feeling.
Now, I understand that you're the one who invited Barry Bales to participate.
I did.
It's your fault. So let's.
It's my fault.
Yeah. So he's standing in the back, kind of far away from the mic. So I'm going to brag on him a little bit. Of course, he's the bass player for Alison Krauss and Union Station. This guy's got 15 Grammy Awards, 23 IBMA Awards, including four-time Bass Player of the Year. So. You invited a really good guy to be part of the band.
You don't bring no trash.
You need it, you know. So this is a really solid group. You've got a wonderful album on the way. This is an instrumental called Number 444. It is the Woodbox Heroes on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.
Thank you.
It's a great band, great instrumental called Number 444. It is the Woodbox Heroes on our broadcast. We also have the incredible Tim O'Brien and the whole Tim O'Brien band. We're going to talk to them in the second half hour as well. Plus, wait till you meet this week's Wood Songs Kid. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to Wood Song Show number 1082, broadcasting around the world by the foothills of Appalachia in Lexington, Kentucky. If you would like to attend a Wood Songs broadcast, you can find reservation and show schedules on our website, woodsongs.com. We'll be back after the break with Tim O'Brien, the Woodbox Heroes, and our amazing Wood Songs kids on the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Hour.